This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A so-called food hall opens this weekend in Brewery Town.
We're actually going to be taking a little bit of cuisines from all of our different current restaurants and bringing them all under one house at the Brewery Town Food Hall, and that's kind of how we came up with the name for it.
The goal is to create a hangout in the neighborhood.
So we have shuffleboard, ping pong, foosball. We're going to have golden tea and pinball as well.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get in.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in Brewery Town at 1363 North 31st Street at Brewery Town Food Hall. And we're close to the Aldi, I guess?
Yeah, we're right down the block.
And I am speaking with Derek Gibbons of Glue Hospitality. This is a gigantic space. First of all, what is this building?
So this actually, it used to be an Acme Fulfillment Center. They renovated it probably like 10 years ago now. And it's been a couple different restaurants. We have 400 to 500 units above us, rentals. So when we found the space, it was a second gen space, and we really liked it. A lot of the infrastructure was here for us, so that's kind of one of our, you know, business plans when we take over new spaces. And we were looking for a commissary for our bagel concept, Bagels & Co. So we have a 100-square-foot basement as well. So it was a win-win for us to be able to operate a space and also have the commissary all in one. And this is definitely something of a food desert out here in Brewery Town. So we're really excited to be able to provide food and drinks for the community now.
What's the style of food here?
So we're actually going to be taking a little bit of cuisines from all of our different current restaurants and bringing them all under one house at the Brewery Town Food Hall. And that's kind of how we came up with the name for it. So we won't have individual stalls or anything like you would think in a food hall. We're actually going to be bringing a lot of different cuisines from all of our current restaurants and put it on one menu.
So for example?
So we're going to have some pasta from Figo, some flatbreads from Figo, some burgers and chicken sandwiches from Honey's and Tiny's, our ghost kitchen concept. And then we'll do some seasonal stuff with some of our other restaurants, our sushi and Japanese concepts.
How many people can sit here?
So it's about 250 inside. And we also are going to have an outdoor space that we're going to activate for the spring and summer that can probably fit another 100. So it's a really cool open space that, you know, you can come and celebrate birthdays. We have arcade games, ping pong, foosball, shuffleboard. So we really wanted to create a gathering space for people in the community because they don't really have anything out here right now.
And it's, I mean, I just can't get over it. It's very, very big. Tell me also about the design concept, because you painted this whole wall. It looks like a kind of graffiti-esque. Is it supposed to be like a garage feeling?
Yeah, exactly. So we actually had one of our buddies, Aloyas, who is a great graffiti artist in the city. I'm sure a lot of people know of him. So he's done a lot of work for us. So he actually had this wall that's huge. It's about 500 square feet. And he came in and he did a whole custom piece of spray paint for us that has a lot of cool stuff. It's got some food and beverage stuff in it, some Philly-centric stuff. It's got the skyline in the center of it. So it's really cool, and we're really happy with the way it turned out. And obviously, Aloyas is a good friend, so it was nice to work with him.
It's very colorful.
Yes, very.
So you're really branching out. Glue Hospitality is really getting a lot of concepts under their belt. This is restaurant number one.
This will be 10.
Wow. The big, you've double digits.
Yep, finally.
Wow. You've grown very fast. I think the first time that I interviewed you was right before the pandemic.
Yeah, it was probably right when we were opening Leda's, our cocktail lounge, in 2020. And that was right before, that was January 2020. So right before everything shut down. So, you know, it's been a long ride, but we have a great team and we're very thankful for everything that we have right now.
How are you able to grow so fast?
Determination.
I mean, we went through, even during a pandemic, like a lot of people are having a hard time finding staff.
Sure. I think we just, you know, we wanted to stay innovative, and ultimately we didn't want to stay, you know, idle hands. So we just kept busy. You know, we started with the ghost kitchens when everything first shut down. And, you know, thankfully we had the large outdoor space at Germantown Garden, which really kicked things off for us. And then we just started, you know, looking around the city, and there was a lot of second gen spaces that we took over. Figo, Izakaya by Inaga, this space now. So that's really been our business plan, is to come into these second gen spaces and really, you know, clean them up, put new concepts in, and get our team behind it.
When you say second gen, you mean the kitchen equipment is already in place?
Correct. Like, it was a previous restaurant, so there's a lot of infrastructure in place.
This would have been a really giant place to refurbish.
Yes. If we would have had to do that, we probably wouldn't have taken this space, because that would have been a large undertaking, large investment. But to come in and have, you know, the bars, the kitchen in place, a lot of the furniture, and, you know, really, really what we did was bring in new furniture, paint, and all that good stuff. So we're really excited about opening it.
So both of these bars were already here?
Yep. All three of them were already here.
Three? Wait, oh, I see another. Yeah. Oh my gosh, this place is so big.
I know, it's huge. So we're really excited about this. And I think the community is as well. Like I said, kind of a food desert over here right now. A lot of new construction. And I think people are really excited to have a place to bring their family, come hang out, watch sports games, celebrate birthdays, all that good stuff.
What does this say about the development of the neighborhood if restaurants are coming?
I think it's great. You know, it's kind of what happened in Northern Liberties and Fishtown as well. You know, a lot of these areas in the city, you see the residential come in first and then the commercial afterwards. So it's great. You know, I hope some other restaurants come in too. We would like to turn this into another neighborhood like Northern Liberties, like we've done, and make this a place where people want to come and eat.
Yeah, after the restaurants come, then that's when the prices go up.
Yes, exactly. So buy real estate now.
I know, right? Tell me about the games. You've got a whole bunch of games all throughout.
Yep. So we have shuffleboard, ping pong, foosball. We're going to have golden tee and pinball as well. So being that we want it to be a family friendly and gathering space, we thought what better way to have, you know, people stay here and have fun when we have these things for them to play.
So we've got how many apartments above?
I believe I think it's over 400. It's almost 500, I believe.
Right. And so you've got your built-in clientele with that.
Yup. And right on the block here on 31st, there's been a tremendous amount of construction over the years. So there's got to be another, you know, couple thousand units within the, you know, 2-3 block radius.
Right.
Yep.
So this is you want this to be a hangout space, and you're inviting people to come with their kids.
Yep, definitely family friendly. You know, we want people to come here with their families, and a lot of people in the neighborhoods with kids. So, you know, we are family friendly, just so everyone knows. And yeah, we really want this to really just be a gathering place for the community.
Yeah. What do you think are going to be the top sellers for families, especially kids? Kids are very picky. Do you know kids?
I do. I think that definitely the Honey's Chicken Sandwich is going to be probably the number one seller. That used to be on our menu at the Garden before that building got knocked down. So we're bringing that back. We're really excited about that, because that was always the top seller. I think that'll be number one by far. That was always that one and the Buffalo Chicken were number one. And the sliders, tiny sliders.
How long did it take you to get this space, like, open?
So we've had the lease for about 6 months now. It shouldn't have taken so long, but we have a lot of other projects going on, and our team is doing a lot of different things, but we felt like this was finally the right time. And it is going to be our commissary for Bagels & Co., so we were kind of building that out in the space. So that took a little bit of time too, getting that equipment in, but everything's finally done, so we're ready to rock and roll.
Were these giant garage doors here? These are huge, beautiful.
Yeah, so they were here as well. So that's going to be really great in the summer to be able to have those open and have people, you know, coming in and out and get that fresh air. We also have a patio out there on the side that you can see. So that's going to be, you know, another space we're going to activate in the spring and summer.
The beauty of being a corner spot.
Yep. So we're going to have picnic tables out there. Dog friendly, so you can bring your dog and sit out there as well. So we're really excited about this space. I think it's going to be a hidden gem in this neighborhood over here.
Getting ready as we head into spring, into summer.
Yep, I think hopefully we'll have maybe a little bit more cold, but I think it's been a pretty mild winter, so we're gearing up for another great spring.
You're ready. Now, do you have enough staff?
Yes, we do. Very thankful for that. We thankfully have a ton of restaurants, so we're able to move people around. You know, we'll move people from some of our other spaces. You know, if some people work at our bagel shop in the morning, maybe they'll work at one of the restaurants at night. So that's something we've been able to provide for our staff to really get them that full time, full hours they need. And, you know, we're not too far from Temple either, so about 10 minutes from the university. So we've been attracting some students as well who live in the area.
What are you most excited about with Brewerytown Food Hall?
I'm excited to get it open and just share it with the community. I think everyone's been chomping at the bit a little bit for us to get this place open. People are always walking by asking us, so that's what I'm most excited for. Once we build a space out and do a grand opening and see people get to enjoy everything, that's what really it's all about for us.
Well, you're open this weekend, so by the time people hear this, you will be open. What are you most excited about? Is it a particular item on the menu? Is it something else?
I'm excited to bring the Honey's Chicken Sandwich back. We had to take that off the menu when we closed the garden. The building got knocked down, so we didn't really... it was a great business for us. So we're really excited to bring that back and get that back into action.
I can't get over how big it is. I keep going back to that.
I know, it's crazy. And we actually have a basement below us too, so it's even bigger down there, storage space for us. So it's a very, very big space. So we're going to be able to... you know, do some really cool things in here, private events. You know, I think we have some inquiries for weddings already. So it's going to be a really cool space for the neighborhood.
All right. Derek Gibbons of Glue Hospitality. He is the owner of Brewerytown Food Hall. Open this weekend at 1363 North 31st Street. Congratulations. Oh, one more thing.
Yep.
Give us the website.
The website is btownfoodhall.com. Same with our Instagram.
All right. Congratulations, Derek.
Thanks, Adas.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. Helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.